So let's review. The Mishnah at the bottom of the previous daf said, "Moina adam es orchav ve'es paparesav mipiv avolim neksav." A person may count his guess and his portions from memory, but not by reading from a list. My timer. The Gemara gives two possible reasons why one may not read from a list on Shabbos. Rav Bibi Amar, Gzeira Shabi Yimchik. Rav Bibi says, the concern is that he may erase something from the list. Abaye Amar, Gzeira Shemi Yikare Bishtori Hedyaitis. Abaye says that the concern is that he may come to read from regular documents on Shabbos. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes, Rav Bibi and Abaye agree that both concerns are each a valid reason to forbid reading lists. The question is, where and under what circumstances does each concern apply? Dechos of Ashtara, reading a list written on paper or parchment. Obviously, both reasons apply, and it's therefore forbidden. Dechayek Atavla of Apinkas, reading a list that is engraved on the board or tablet. Shema Yimchuk does not apply, as Rashi says, She'ein Noich Limchuk V'adahochi Mitkar V'lek Lemechesh Limchuk. Since it's engraved and not easily erased, the additional effort required will remind him that it's forbidden. However, Shem Yikari B'shtar Yaitis does apply, because the tablet is similar to written documents and is therefore forbidden. The Kosav HaKaisel, reading a list that's written on the wall, Shem Yikari B'shtar Yaitis does not apply, because as the Gemara says, Gud B'shtar LeMechlef, reading a list on the wall will not lead to reading documents. Shem Yimchik will depend on whether it's written low on the wall or high in the wall where it cannot be reached. However, there is the concept of LePluk. The Chum made uniform decrees, and they did not differentiate between varying circumstances. Rabbi said that the issur to read by the light of a candle applies even when the candle is out of reach and there is no concern of Shemayata that he might tilt the lamp. Accordingly, since it's usur to read a list that's low on the wall because he might erase it, it would be usur to read any lists on the wall, even those that are high on the wall. However, this is actually Machlokes Tanoim, and the Gemara cites a brisa where Rabbi Acha disagrees with the Tanakama and permits reading a list high on the wall because we do differentiate. The Gemara explains that Rav Bibi and Abaye actually disagree in this specific case, where the list is written high on the wall. When Rav Bibi gave the reason as Shem Yimchik, he meant to say that even a list high on the wall is usur because of Shem Yimchik based on Loi Plug. We do not differentiate. When Abaye gave the reason of Shem Yikra B'shtar Yaitis, he meant to say that Shem Yimchik does not apply to a list high on the wall, and Shemikri does not apply to walls at all. Therefore, it is mutter to read a list that is high in the wall. Tan Rabban, Ksav HaMahalach Tachas HaTzura V'Tachas HaDyuknois Asa L'Kreis B'Shabbos. It's also to read captions under pictures and artwork on Shabbos. D'Yukna Atzma Af B'Choyel Asa L'Stakalba. It's also to look at the artwork itself even during the week for fear that it will lead one to follow idols. The next halach in the Mishnah. Mapis adam imbanav ubnei beisa ala shulchan ubavat shleiskaven lasis mona gedoyla keneged mona katana. A person may cast lots with his family to divide food at a table, provided that the portions are all of the same size. The Gemara deduces from the Mishnah that casting lots with other people outside the family may lead them to measure or weigh the food to make sure they're getting a fair portion, or to borrow or pay back on Shabbos and possibly to ribis interest by giving back the same item which may have risen in value. The Gemara concludes that one is actually permitted to cast lots with his family members, even with uneven-sized portions, to give them a taste of interest payments. Raffling off uneven amounts with non-family members is forbidden even during the week because of kuvya, gambling. The Mishnah said, "Umatilin chaloshin ala kadoshin b'yomtiv, avoloy ala manis." Rabbi Yaakov Bered de Bas Yaakov explains that Kahanim may cast lots over the Kabbanis on Yom Tov because otherwise they might quarrel, since Kahanim are prone to disagreements. However, they may not cast lots for portions of weekly Kabbanis on Yom Tov, even though they might quarrel. Since we mentioned one statement of Rabbi Yaakov Bered de Bas Yaakov, the Gemara mentions another statement of his. Kol shechaveri nenesh al yodoi, ein machnis noise b'mechitzasai shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone whose friend was punished because of him is not brought into the presence of Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Gam anush letzadik loy toiv. What causes others to be punished is defined as loy toiv, not good, which is another way of expressing ra, evil. And another Pasuk states, Tzadik ata Hashem, v'lo yagur b'megur chara. Those who are ra, evil, will not be allowed to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah referred to lots as chaloshim. The Gemara cites a Pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, where it says about Nebuchadnezzar, Choylish al-Hagoyim. he would cast lots about the leaders of the nations he had conquered. The Gemara then records several statements about his evil and despicable behavior. Zecher tzadik levracha, v'shem rishom yirkav.